our radio program with Philip Van Winkle.
They were to beware not of doctrine about the Pharisees. Hey, you know what I heard about the Pharisees? Oh, you better be careful about that. No, that's not what he's saying. The doctrine that the Pharisees were teaching, the doctrine that the Sadducees were teaching.
Is belief in the doctrine of Christ simply believing that he is the Son of God? Is it merely a belief in something about Jesus? Or is it instead a belief in what Jesus taught? What does the phrase doctrine of Christ really mean? There are other examples of the word doctrine found in the Bible, such as the doctrine of the Nicolaitans and the Apostles' doctrine. So what does the word doctrine mean in those instances?
In 2 John chapter 1, verse 8, John writes, "Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." You remember what he said back in verse 4? He said, "I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in the truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father." And so John was happy that they were still walking in the truth. And now he says, "Look to yourselves, so that you do not lose the things that you have worked so hard to stay faithful to." We are to be looking introspectively. We are supposed to be a people who are looking inside of ourselves so that we can keep ourselves as men and women of the Word of God. Once a year, generally, well, I do it more than once a year, but specifically one day a year, generally on my birthday, I will go find some private place and I will go and reflect. And I do that because if I don't do anything else, from year to year, that one day, I specifically want to know how I am spiritually from where I was this time last year. And so we get that idea from this passage right here. Look to yourselves that you don't lose the things that you've worked so hard to have so far. What did Paul tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5? He says, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates?" We're to examine ourselves. We as Christians need to spend a lot of time in reflecting on who we are. There's a lot of things to do. Here in America, and I know in other places too, you can go home from work and you can flip on the television. And you can watch TV, or you can play the video games, or you can go and chat on the internet. There's so many things we can spend our time doing. But we better be very careful, because when we do that all the time, I'm not saying it's wrong to do that, but when we do that all the time, we never take the proper time to examine ourselves, to look inwardly. And so he says, look to yourselves. Look inside. Why? That you lose not those things which you have wrought. That is, you've worked for. The things that you have worked so hard for. Well, now, wait a minute. Are you telling me that we can lose the things that we've worked for if we don't continue to examine ourselves, if we don't continue to look inside, to continue, as we're going to see in a minute, to transgress, to leave the doctrine of Christ? Those things we better be careful of. By looking inwardly every day, we assure ourselves of this reward, he says, that you will receive a full reward. We want to receive that full reward. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth," that is, from now on, "there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but to all those who love his appearing." The Bible, just so that we're clear on this, the Bible doesn't teach that a person can receive a partial reward. You know, some people might say, "Well, I didn't win the race, but I got a second prize." There is no second prize. You either win or you don't win. The reward is all or none. It's either all of heaven or none of heaven. If it's heaven, it's going to be the full reward. But if it's not that full reward of heaven, then it's going to be the full reward of eternal loss and that is hell. So he says, look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. And so if you'll keep yourselves, if you'll make sure that you do not lose your reward, he says, then one way you'll do that is by holding on to the doctrine of Christ. And that's where we're coming to next. Look at what he says. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If you transgress and abide not in the doctrine of Christ, he says, you do not have God. Well, let's look at this phrase, the doctrine of Christ. What does the doctrine of Christ mean? Does it refer to the teaching that he did? Does it refer to all the things that he said? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, we call it the faith. Acts chapter 6, verse 7 would say that it is the faith that many priests were obedient to. The faith, Jude chapter 1 says it was delivered to all the saints. Is that what it's talking about, the doctrine of Christ? Or is it talking about doctrine about him? And so we're going to ask the question, is this doctrine of Christ, is it the doctrine that he taught, or is it the doctrine about him? So that's the question. Some have falsely said that this is talking about the doctrine about Christ. They say, well, the doctrine of Christ in 2 John chapter 1 and verse 9 has reference to the doctrine that Jesus Christ is, it is about him. And really specifically, it is about his deity. And so they say, all you need to do then is to continue to teach that Jesus is God. That's all you and I need to be concerned about. And their false idea goes something like this. Well, John says that anyone who transgresses, abides not in the doctrine of Christ, has not God. And no one should have any fellowship with that person. And then they say, since the doctrine of Christ is talking about the deity of Christ, they therefore conclude, fellowship can only be withheld or withdrawn if someone doesn't believe that Jesus is God. So that's their argument. Their implication, however, is something like this. The implication is, if someone comes into the church and they teach premillennialism, or they teach Pentecostalism, or they teach salvation by faith alone, or they teach Calvinism or mechanical instruments of music, or they say it's okay to be in denominations, we should all have this, quotes, fellowship with one another, because after all, we still believe the doctrine that Jesus is God. I want you to know that that is nothing but just foolishness. It's all predicated upon this idea that it is doctrine about Jesus. Well, let's look at the scriptures and let's figure out if this is what it's actually talking about. In Revelation chapter 2, beginning in verse 14, John, by inspiration, is writing, says, I have a few things against thee. And of course, he's writing by the word of Christ. He says, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that behold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, to commit fornication. The doctrine of Balaam. They were believing doctrine of Balaam. Now, were they believing doctrine about Balaam? No. They were believing the doctrine that Balaam, that surrounded Balaam, that would be taught. And then also it says in verse 15, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. And then he says, repent. Some people in the church in Ephesus, after Paul would leave, they would start holding on to this doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Well, did they believe doctrine about this group called the Nicolaitans? Or were they believing the doctrine that the Nicolaitans held to? Obviously, anyone who has a morsel of a brain in their head understands that this is talking about the Nicolaitans had a teaching system and some people in the church were holding on to it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 11 says, how is it that you do not understand that I spake not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Verse 12, then understood they how he bade them not beware of leaven of bread, but the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Well, we have a question. If the passage over here in John means the doctrine about Jesus, then this passage has to mean the doctrine about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But that doesn't make any sense. They were to be aware not of doctrine about the Pharisees. Hey, you know what I heard about the Pharisees? Oh, you better be careful about that. No, that's not what he's saying. The doctrine that the Pharisees were teaching. The doctrine that the Sadducees were teaching. Over in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Hey, you know what I heard about the apostles? Well, I heard this about the... No! They were continuing steadfastly in what the apostles were teaching. You remember in Acts chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas come to Paphos, and they were requested by Sergius Paulus, and they preached the word of God to him, and then Elymas, a sorcerer, withstood them. And it says in verse 12, then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Were they astonished at the teaching about Jesus? No. But the teachings of Jesus. That's what it was. He desired to hear the word of God, verse 7. And in verse 8 it says, he withstood them from the faith. This is what we're talking about. This is the doctrine of the Lord. I tell you right now, I affirm that all three of these are referring to the same thing. The doctrine of Jesus, the things that Jesus taught. Folks, when we study God's Word, we need to use our brains. We need to understand what it means to read the Bible, to read it in its context, instead of trying to put our own thoughts and desires into it. Listen, I would love nothing more than to open my arms to all the denominations and to say to them, we are in complete and full fellowship. You just teach whatever you want to teach, and I'll just teach whatever I want to teach as long as we believe that Jesus is God. I'd love to be able to do that. The problem is, I can't do that. I can't do that because I've been told not to do that. That's the very thing that we are talking about here today. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. If a person does not teach the doctrine that Jesus taught, what does it say? He hath not God. If you don't abide, you don't have God. And then the opposite is true. If you do abide in the doctrine of Christ, you have both the Father and the Son. You and I need to do everything based upon the Word of God.